Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, and we'll be reading at verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, I want you to listen to this, he gave them power. Somebody say power.
Power.
He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. He gave them power to do these things. To cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Praise God. Do you believe that word?
Yes. Amen.
Do you believe that word?
Yes.
Do you believe that the God that we just read about,
yes, sir,
is able to do that to his disciples? Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Are you his disciples?
Yes, sir.
Am I his disciples? We're his disciples. I believe that he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he can still do that same work today. Amen?
Amen?
Amen, amen. Lord, we thank you again tonight, Lord, for being in the house. Thank you, Jesus, for every single individual that has made the sacrifice to be here, to worship you, to honor you, and to hear your voice. Lord, I'm asking that your word would bring life to our hearts, our minds, our spirits on this Wednesday study night. In the name of Jesus, touch our children, Lord, that are in our TSM area, Lord. Touch our youth today, our True Kids area. Touch our youth in TSM. Minister to them. Brother Jordan, his team, as they minister into the lives of every student. God, we honor you and we thank you for your word tonight. In Jesus' name, and everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody say Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday is graduation Sunday. We're going to honor, you may be seated. We're going to honor our graduates. Honor our graduates. Give them a little charge. And then our youth pastor is going to preach the word of the Lord. So you want to be excited about that. Amen. Brother Jordan Davis will be delivering the word to us. I want to preach for a little bit tonight from this thought. He gives the power. He gives the power. Look at your neighbor and say, he gives the power.
He gives the power.
It's important, though, to understand this. We have to allow the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, living inside of us, to be at work. It can't just be. I was speaking with someone when I walked in, and when you are full of the Holy Ghost, that's not something you just get one day, and it's for that moment and that time only. The Holy Ghost, that living water that's living inside of you, needs to be flowing, needs to be moving, needs to be at work. You need to stir up the good gift every single day. I would dare say every day you need to be talking to Jesus in the Holy Ghost. You need to be full of the Holy Ghost. Let him know, Lord, I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you're in the building tonight and you don't have the Holy Ghost, the promise is unto you and to your children and all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You can have the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, the Bible says you receive power. They receive power after that the Holy Ghost had came upon them. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive the power of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen?
You receive the power of Jesus Christ. You are a vessel for him to work through. You're a vessel for him to use. We're going to sing this song. I can't remember his last name. Ron, I don't remember. I can't remember the old artist's name. But if you can use it, it's an old camp song. If you've ever been to youth camps before. And it was almost every altar call youth camp song. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. But this is the part that we have to understand. Take my hands, Lord. Take my feet. Touch my heart, Lord. Speak through me. We have to allow Jesus Christ to take our hands physically and spiritually. We have to allow Jesus Christ to take our heart physically and spiritually. We have to allow him to take our feet physically. Where you want me to walk, I'm going to walk. What you want me to do, I'm going to do. Where you want me to work, I'm going to work. Whatever it is that you desire, God, you make the decisions for me. All I do is say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We have to allow him to possess our life, possess our heart, possess our mind, possess every part of us. It's important that we understand that as children of God. It is not just one day, and I I kind of get on this soapbox because I've seen it for many years. People receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and there is no change in their life.
That's right.
The reason there's no change in their life is they have not allowed God to take hold of their entire life, their hands, their feet, their mind. Amen? So it's important if we are going to be children of God, apostolic, Holy Ghost-filled children of God that are going to be used in the power of the Holy Ghost, we have to allow that one that gives the power to take hold of all of us. Amen? I made this statement to Brother Trevor. It's so many times you hear, I don't know why God's not doing this. I don't know why God, I pray with authority. Well, have you allowed him to take hold of your life?
Amen.
Is he really the Lord of your life? I got the Holy Ghost on that day, and I haven't talked to him. I haven't allowed him to make any decisions for me. I haven't allowed him to do anything in my life and in my mind and my spirit. I do and make decisions and live my life how I see fit. Well, that's contrary to the Word of God, because the Word of God says that we have to acknowledge him. We have to talk to him about everything. Amen? We have to say, Lord, what do I need to do today? Lord, do I need to buy this car? Do I need to buy this house? Do I need to go here or go there? Do I need to hang around this individual or these individuals? Lord, everything.
Yes.
You have to talk to him about it. Well, it really means that.
Yes.
Everything. It's important that we live our life that way. If you're wondering why the power of the Holy Ghost is not in your life, it may be because he has a little bit of you, but not all of you. He's the one that gives the power. So this is the key. He gives the power on his terms. It's given on his terms. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The power is there. Are you going to be able to be used with that or use that power? That is up to you. That is up to you. How is it up to me, Pastor Darren? The reason it's up to you is because you have to give Jesus leeway in your life.
Yes.
The secret area. The people that nobody else knows about. Amen?
Amen.
The things that you really don't want to give up, you've got to give up for him.
Yes. Amen.
Not for a church, not for a religion, not for an organization, but to God. I'm preaching a little bit now. He gives the power, but it's on his terms. It's on his terms. As children of God, we must possess the authority of God in the day and age that we live in. Why? Why do we need to have the authority of the Holy Ghost? Because, and I use this reference not to pin any roses on them, but they didn't go to Kenneth Cruson's house just to go visit a man that was dying. They went with intention. This is a man that they have opened the door for many, many times. On a Sunday morning, many times he's walked in, he's returned his tithe and offering, and he's left. So many, are you going to stay today? You need to stay. No, and there's excuse after excuse after excuse. And the Bible says, don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. And so, no doubt, in knowing that there were some issues and some health things, and there were some hurts and pains in his life, that there possibly could be, Sister Judy, the end of his life coming. And so the reason that we need to possess the authority of Jesus Christ in the day and age we live in, because does anybody believe that we are living in the last of the last days? No doubt that the moments, the times are short for every individual. So we need to possess the authority and power of Jesus Christ, and we must do nothing to allow it to be hindered. If there's anything that could hinder it, we've got to make sure that we examine ourselves. I don't want the power of the Holy Ghost to be away from me. I want it to be in me and at work in me. So I can go to someone's home and I can pray the power and authority of Jesus Christ into that place. And the tender heart and the broken heart can be filled with His Spirit. That's why it's when you go to the store and there's an issue or a problem or someone, you sense something and they talk to you and you say, can I pray for you? It just doesn't need to be a mealy mouth. In Jesus' name, touch them. I want the authority of Jesus Christ to work through me. Not that I get any credit, not that you can pin roses on me, but that the power of God can bring transformation and change. Do you understand the scripture that we read? He gives the power. And when he gives the power, you're able to do what? You're able to pray and the unclean spirit can be cast out. You can pray and God can heal and transform the situation only if he gives the power. So what I've got to do is I got to say, Lord, take hold of my life from the top of my head to the sole of my feet so I can be used how you desire me to be used. If you can use anything, Lord, use me. Look at your neighbor and say, he gives the power. We truly cannot, as children of God, get upset that God, the Word, has been taken out of our government, out of our every government building, out of our schools, out of our workplaces. And why is that? The reason that it's been taken out is not just because they're vicious and mean. That's not why. The reason we can't get upset about that is because that it isn't. It's where there's no heartbeat and no desire and no want for God. There isn't a love and a drawing for the kingdom of God. God has been taken out of our homes. God has been taken out of every area of our government, every area of our life, and we have allowed that to happen as men and women of God. Yeah. There's no interest in God. There's no, man, I need God. Well, Pastor Dan, I do love God. I come to church. I read my Bible. I'm glad you read your Bible. Good people read their Bible. Good prisoners that have not been converted read their Bible. Has the Bible taken hold of your life? Has the Bible taken hold of your mind? Is the Bible telling you how you need to live? Are you allowing it, rather? Obviously, if you're reading it, it's telling you. But are you allowing it to tell you how to live? Well, Pastor, I just don't know if I want to do that. Well, the Bible says you've got to do that. Pastor, I don't know if I really want to give this up. Well, the Bible says that you need to give that up. I really don't know if I need to do this. I don't know if I need to do that. Well, the Bible instructs you to do this or that. And you can fill in the blank. If you don't read the Bible, then obviously then you're not allowing God's power to take a hold of you. Somebody say he gives the power.
Let
me just talk to some parents for a minute. Parents, we have a mandate. It's a requirement. We have a mandate to pray over our children. All the time. I'm glad you go to their games. I go to my kids' games. But do you pray over your children? Not now, lay me down to sleep. Not the prayer when they walk into the school. But I'm talking, do you pray for your children? Yes. It's a mandate that you pray for your children. Now, let me ask you this. Do you want to just pray for your children? Or do you want to pray for your children under the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost? Yes. Amen? Amen? Listen, anybody can pray. Anybody can say words that are spiritual and sound good and sound right. But is your prayer getting something done?
Come on.
Is your prayer touching the throne room of God? Do you have the anointing of God living inside of you and you are talking to him about the situation with your children? Lord, I want them to grow in you. I want them to love you, Lord. I want them to be far away from this world. I don't want this world to even almost be a priority, but I want your house. I want the church. I want men and women of God to be a part of their lives. And when you pray, that is something happening. I want the power of the Holy Ghost to be working in me, and I want to be sure that it's working in me when I pray those kind of prayers. I don't know about you, but I really do. Sincerely, I used to pray when we only had a Maris, and I had five children, we have five children, and I used to pray for a Maris when she was a little baby, and I would cry. I would say, Lord, please, please, Lord, let me have favor with this little baby. Lord, let her have favor with you in Jesus' name. Let her have a love for your kingdom. Let her have a love for ministry and love for doing the work of God. I would pray that when she was a little bitty baby, and I still pray that today. I don't believe, you may say, oh, it's just because of her environment, just from where she is. I believe that she loves to listen to IBC all the time because God's put that love in her. I believe that she loves to listen to Christian music all of the time. There's other things that are out there. And she's able to get to them if she wants to. But she doesn't do that. She desires the presence and the power of God. Last evening when I was being rushed to the hospital, and I called her on FaceTime just to let her know that I'm going to be okay. It's going to be all right. She was like, Dad, I've been praying for you. She's 13 years old, tears running down her face. Obviously, she was scared, but she was praying for me. In Jesus' name, as I was riding in the back of that ambulance, I believe it's because of her raising as well, but I also believe that you can put on an act. I know that firsthand because I did. I put on an act as a young person. But I can tell the difference. And the difference is, she truly was touching the throne room of God. And I want her to know, and I want you to know, when you pray with the power of the Holy Ghost alive inside of you, something should happen. Things should change. And if it doesn't change right now, that old adage that the UPCI put out, you should continue to push in prayer. I don't see an answer. I don't see anything coming to pass. But I'm going to pray until something happens. I've got this desire and hunger inside of me to see the power of God at work in the situation. It is not by might. It's not by how hard that you pray. It's not. No. It's by His Spirit, says the word of the Lord. So I want the Spirit of God to be at work in my life. So parents, we have a mandate to pray for our children. Dads, you have to be the priest of your home. You have to. If you want the power, you have to be the priest of your home. There's an order that we have to follow if we are going to see things come to pass when we touch the throne room of God. I want the power. He gives power to those that are living how He instructs us to live. So dads, it's not if you want to. Men, it's not if you want. You got to be the priest of your home. You got to have your mind made up. I'm going to be the priest of my home. I'm not going to be vicious. I'm not going to be mean. But prayerfully, under the unction of the Holy Ghost and His power working inside of me, I am going to be the priest of my home. Not if you want to. I got to. Look at your neighbor and say, I have to. Mom, you've got to teach and train your children in the ways of God. You have to teach and train your children in the ways of God, not in the ways of this world. Not in the most recent reality show. That's not how you train them. Not what's trending on Instagram or X or Facebook. No, we don't train them in those things. I'm glad you've taught them how to teach or how to cook the best meal and your traditional meal for your family. That's good and that's great. I'm glad that you've taught them how to chop down trees. I'm glad you've taught them how to fix this or fix that or do this. I'm thankful for all of that. But have you trained them in the ways of God? Have you told them that extracurricular activities are fun and they are important and they maybe help you get a scholarship, but the ways of God are more important? I know it's not popular, I promise, I get it. But dad, mom, if you want the power of God to be at work in your life, and you don't want to just exist as a Christian and check off the box that, oh, I went to church today, but you actually want to be and do and operate how you can operate, how we read in our text here tonight, then you have to allow yourself to do everything that God instructs you to do. You know, this is really cool to me. I've done it. I've taught Tate. about basketball. I've taught him about football. I've taught him about form tackling. I've taught Maris how to cook. I've taught Quinn how to cook. I've taught him how to cut vegetables. We've taught them things together. I've showed him how to hook up a trailer on the back of a truck. All of these things. But you know what's really odd? The Bible doesn't tell me to do that. But the Bible tells me to train them up in the way that they should go. And if you study the Bible, you understand what that's talking about. It's talking about train them to focus on Him.
Yeah.
Train them that, listen, all of these things are fun, and some of them are very, very important. But the main thing is the main thing. And the main thing is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and then all of these other things will be added unto you. It is important that we train them in the way that they should go. Somebody clap your hands unto the Lord if you believe that tonight. This is the deal. This is the deal. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. 7 hours a day, some 8, 9 extracurricular activities, 10 hours a day. Your school has your children, sometimes more than 10 hours a day. There's going to be a whole lot of training from a lot of different outlets. And I promise you, because I'm a parent, those different outlets are way cooler than you are. I know your mom and you think you're cool. I know your dad and you think you're really awesome. I do too. I really do. I really think I am. I know my wife does as well. But those different outlets are training relentlessly every single day. The world is training every single day. Social media is training every single day. X is training every single day. Facebook is training every single day. Instagram is training every single day. YouTube, every single day. It is important that they hear sound, true truth from mama every single day. Amen. It is apathy that has allowed Satan a free reign in America. We have forgotten that we possess the authority of the risen King. I really do believe that. I really do believe that we have forgotten that we possess that authority. Is there anybody in the room tonight that you're full of the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Would you lift your hands to Him and give Him thanks for that? Come on, ladies and gentlemen, look around you. Praise God. Look around you, gentlemen. There's people in this room that are full of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And if you're full of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is something that you have to understand that you possess that authority. You possess the authority of the risen King. If I possess that authority, I don't want to just hold it to me, but I want to use that authority. And in order to use that authority, I have to live a life that is holy and acceptable unto Him, and that's my reasonable service. Amen. Matthew 16, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. As children of God, as Christians that never use their God-given authority, they walk in defeat. They walk in despair and disappointment. As children of God, we don't need to walk in defeat. We don't need to walk in despair or disappointment. There's no reason for that. You have all just in this building tonight have said, I've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, if you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that means that you have joy unspeakable and full of glory. That means that you can have peace that passeth all understanding. That means, according to God's word, that you have power from heaven because you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And if you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then there's no reason that you should walk in defeat. There's no reason that you should walk in despair or disappointment. And why is that? Because anything that you can say in the name of Jesus, that situation should change. Well, it's not that easy. I've been living for Jesus Christ a long, long time. Okay. I'm glad you have. But has he been living in all of your life or just a portion of your life? Amen? We got to give him everything. Not just some of us, but all of us. We have to surrender every part of our being to Jesus Christ. And understand that it's not by your might or my might. It has nothing to do with Truth Church of Denison. It has nothing to do with how big you are, how strong you are. It doesn't have anything to do with any of that. It has to do with the Spirit of God that is alive and working inside of you. I want him to work in every part of my being. Every part of my mind and my heart and my spirit. So I encourage you tonight that you do not have to walk in defeat. Amen. Defeated children of God have the attitude that every time I take a stand, I get knocked down. So I just quit taking a stand. I'm not going to do it anymore. That defeated child of God, I encourage you tonight. You don't have to live in defeat. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Somebody say all of it. The helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel, loins being girded up with the gospel of truth. Take it all on. Defeated children of God have the attitude that every time I take a stand, I get knocked down, so I'm going to quit taking a stand. I want to encourage you, child of God, Ephesians 6 and 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Having done all to stand. Stand, therefore. I'm going to stand. I'm going to let the power of God help me and motivate me and keep me and change me and renew me when I feel like I can't go on. Again, I'm not preaching and talking about something that I'm a novice at. I can tell you that I have learned that I have no power in me. I've learned that my sweet wife has no power in her. But we have power when the Holy Ghost is alive and well inside of us. In and of ourselves, we have no power. But when the Holy Ghost is at work, when the Holy Ghost is at work and alive in you, despair, Christians, children of God, have the attitude that I'll never live in victory. Maybe you'll find yourself in some of these I'm talking about tonight. I'll never live in victory. I hear it preached. I see it in other people's lives. But there is no hope for me. They want to quote that verse that says this in Psalms 34 and verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You heard this before. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. We want to glory in that. Man, I'm glad Sister So-and-So has victory, but I can't have victory. Well, man, she's a child of God too. She's got the Holy Ghost just like you do. You don't have to live in defeat. Ma'am, sir, you don't have to live overwhelmed with life. The Bible says this in the rest of that scripture, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Many are the afflictions, but bless God, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is living inside of me. I know all hell is broke loose. I know your job situation is horrible. I know your family life is not what you want it to be. The Bible says that he delivereth you out of all of those afflictions. You can't have victory. You got to say, King, the one that reigns in my life, take authority over me. And Lord, give me that victory. Deliver me out of this situation. He's the one that gives the power. He's the one that gives the power to get you out of that situation. Out of that problem, out of that hurt, and out of that pain. I can tell you this. I'm glad every doctor that my wife had when she was at what is it called? I've forgotten. Medical City, Dallas. Selective memory. I want those days to be gone in Jesus' name. I'm thankful for every doctor. Dr. Bouchon, incredible. Thankful. He helped Sister Diane's dad, and there's many others that he's helped, and I'm thankful for all of that. Every nurse. Every person that came through and administered and did things, and I'm thankful for all that. But I understand that none of those individuals can do anything without Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gives them the knowledge. If you understand the word, in him we live and move and have our being. That's not just the apostolic faith. That's in the word of God. That's for everybody. We all live and move and have our being because of him. If we all live and move and have our being because of him, then he's the one that gave them the ability to learn what they need to learn, to do the research they needed to do, to have all of the different statistics and things to go by when looking at her as a patient and Brother John as a patient. And they helped them. And so I look up to the heavens and say, Lord, thank you for Dr. Bouchon. Thank you for giving him the power. Thank you for helping him and showing him the way. All glory and honor is due unto you. It has nothing to do with me. Can God heal miraculously right now? Yes, he chose to do it different in her life. But I understand that all glory and honor is given unto him because he's the one that gives the power to everything and everyone. Psalm 71 and 4, deliver me, oh my God, out of the hands of the wicked, out of the hands of the unrighteous and cruel man. Verse 5, for thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Man, you can live in victory. You can have victory. You don't have to be in despair. You have to understand that he gives the power to get out of any situation, to have hope in any situation. Would you show me your hand if you've been in some dark situations before? I have. Very dark situations. Well, he is the one that can give you hope to get out of all of those situations. When you feel like you have no hope, go to the book and say, for thou art my hope, O Lord God. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I don't see any hope. He gives you the power because he is the power giver. And he's the hope giver. And he's the peace giver. And he's the joy giver. And he will give you that hope. And thou art my trust from thy youth. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to get through this situation. Disappointed children of God, Christians have the attitude that, oh, well, Satan has been attacking me. Oh, well, my family is in turmoil. Oh, well. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance. Listen to this. That thou stir up the gift of God. Somebody say, stir it up. Which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit. Here's that scripture. Has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We have the authority of Jesus Christ. We have the authority of Jesus Christ. Living in our lives. Brother Garcia, you have the authority of Jesus Christ living in your life. I don't want it just to be living there. I want it to be at work there. Yes. Amen. Amen. Many of you have knowledge to do a certain task or a certain trade, but no work will get done unless you put your hands to work.
Come on.
Amen. I don't want to just know about the power of God. I just don't want to have the power of God living here and that's all. But I want to do what the word of God says. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. You can speak to whatever's going on and it will dissipate. You could look to the sea of life that is in turmoil and say, Jesus, I speak peace in this situation. And peace will come. It is not by your might nor your power, but it's by his spirit that works inside of you. So his spirit needs to be at work. Somebody say, I want the spirit of God at work. Praise God. Luke 10 and 1. Behold, I give unto you power I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, listen to it again. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now, I really don't want to do that, but I'm just saying, spiritually I do, but not in physical. I don't like spiders. I don't like scorpions. But in the spirit, let's go. Let's go tap dancing on them. All the power of the enemy. Listen to that. Over all the power of the enemy. Not some of it, but all of it. Depression's there. You have power over that if you're full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, amen.
Well, if I'm full of the Holy Ghost, why do I have that? You have power to suppress that, to be delivered from that. There's issues and things of life that come when the Holy Ghost is living inside of you. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the news flash for everyone, that the day that you received the Holy Ghost, the devil did not retire. Okay? Didn't happen. Sure wish it would, but it didn't happen. He actually started working overtime. He said, hey, listen, you need extra hours right here on her or right here on him. That's what he did. And so when he did that, you have to understand there's going to be life, just stuff that happens in life, and there's going to be afflictions from the adversary. And you need to understand any power that the adversary has, you have power over him because you have the Holy Ghost living inside of you. Whether it's your marriage, whether it's your children, whether it's your job, whatever it is, whatever the issue is, you have power over that. Any power of the enemy, any issue of life, you have power to get through that. He can give you victory over that. You can have peace when you don't have peace. You can have joy when you don't have joy. When you lost your job today, God can give you peace. You have, that's a life issue. That's something that happened. The devil did not make you lose your job. Okay? That's a life issue. It happened. But God has given you the power to get through that. And not only can he get you through that, he can lead you in the direction to find the better job. Amen. I believe that. Maybe you don't. When you come to God and he takes hold of all of your life. Somebody say, all of my life. When he is given the leeway to take authority over your life. And from the top of your head to the sole of your foot, everything, your thoughts, your actions, everything, mom, dad, sir, ma'am, he's got every part of you in the palm of his hand. Your job, and decisions about your job, your finances, everything, it all goes to him first. You talk to him about it first.
Yep.
Everything. See, some, man, I'm about to pastor here. Hey, pastor, I'm going to be out of town this week. What you doing? Oh, okay. So it's not a family thing. It's not a vacation. It's something that has nothing to do with serving God.
Hello.
And I'm like, well, okay. And I'm not going to dictate to you how to live for God, because that's not my job. That is not my job. I'm a shepherd. I'm to lead. And so I'm going to lead, and I'm going to say things that maybe stomps on your toes a little bit, because that's what a shepherd does. Thankfully, we don't do it like they did it back in the Bible days when a lamb would wander and do something dumb. I'm not going to come and break your arm or take a baseball bat to your knee and say, listen, get it wrapped up and be here on Sunday. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be a good shepherd and a nice shepherd, and I'm just going to look at you and say, we'll see you next week. And then when I get the opportunity, I'm going to say something like I'm saying now. If it doesn't please God, don't do it. Your family matters. You need to go on vacation. Work. I understand you got to work. That's things. But there's some things that are not pleasing to God that you don't, just staying at home because you want to stay at home. Dear God, have mercy. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave that there. I'm just going to stop right now. We got guests tonight, and I'm acting crazy. When you come to God, allow God to take a hold of all of your life. And when you allow him to take a hold of all of your life, then you will have the authority of God living and working through you. You're not going to be able to ask the question, well, man, I prayed and nothing happened. Why is that? No, that's not going to be an issue for you, because he's taken a hold of all of your life and you've allowed him to do that. And so he can work through you, and you can call things that are not as though they were. You can pray for the sick and they will recover. You can pray in your personal life about situations and God will answer. I've heard it. I have heard it thousands and thousands of times through the years. I've prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing's happening. Well, sir, ma'am, you need to go look in the mirror, spiritually and maybe even physically, and say, what about my life am I not allowing God to have? Amen. I know it's not popular, but it's the truth. Not some of the time, but all of the time. If it feels like your prayers are hitting the ceiling, it's because there's an area of your life that God doesn't possess. And I understand it's going to get quiet, but it's the truth.
Yes, amen.
Amen? Amen? It's important that we allow God to have every ounce of our life. Yes. And moms and dads, I go back to that again. Why would you not want him to have all of your life when you're praying for your namesake? Amen?
Amen.
When you're praying that God would bless and direct and give him a love for truth and righteousness and holiness, why would you not want him to have all of your life? I want to make sure my prayers are working. I want to make sure they're not hitting the ceiling. So I need to evaluate myself to make sure that I have the authority of the one that can change everything, that can stop the wind, to control the waves. I want that God working through me. Amen? When he says, peace be still, that same power, when he said, peace be still, can be at work in your life. And you could say, peace be still, and peace can come over the situation. If he has all of you.
Yes,
amen. Amen? He needs to have all of you. The authority of the one that stood by the pool of Bethesda and told a man to rinse, take up your bed and walk. That same God lives inside of you and has given you that power. And all you have to do, sir, all you have to do, ma'am, is allow him to have every bit of your life. He gives the power, and it's on his terms. Does that make sense? He gives the power, but it is on his terms. We have to live a life that is holy and acceptable unto him. Praise God. The authority of the one that called Lazarus out of the grave, that authority lives inside of you if you are full of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And this is the best part. It can be at work inside of you if you allow him to take hold of all of your life. Amen?
Amen?
How many want your children saved? Raise your hand. How many want family members and friends saved? Raise your hand. How many want this church to be filled with people? Amen. Then what we have to do, we have to understand, if that is going to happen, we have to have him taking hold of all of our life when we seek his face about those issues and about those prayers. Amen. Matthew 10 and verse 1 said, and when he had called unto him the 12 disciples, you have listened to the lies of the devil too long, and enough is enough. Enough is enough. He said, listen, I need all of you 12 to come to me. This is what you have. This is what you can do. This is what I have given you. You have something that nobody else has. The adversary, the devil that goes about as a roaring lion, he's trying his best to let you think that, no, I don't have that power. I've been going to church here for 25 years, man. I've been living for God for 25, and I've prayed these kind of prayers, and nothing happened. The adversary wants you to go to your grave thinking that you don't have that power. But what you have to do and what I have to do is we have to examine ourselves. That's why the Bible says that. We got to examine ourselves. See if I'm living how you want me to live. See if I'm walking how you want me to walk and being what you want me to be. If there's any area or any little hole in the armor, I got to get that hole in the armor patched up so I can walk and live in the authority of Jesus Christ. The Bible is a lie. If you go to your grave thinking that you don't have that power. The Bible says that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You are going to be able to tread upon serpents. You're going to be able to speak to anything in the name of Jesus and it be transformed. You're going to lay hands on the sick and they are going to recover. I need somebody in the house tonight. If you believe that that is true and you believe that God has called you to do that, I need you to clap your hands unto the Lord. It's not for your response. I want you to believe that and know that that's what His Word says about you and about me. Amen. Praise God. You need to get some confidence in who you are in the Lord. You have the power and the authority to defeat any enemy. Romans 8 and verse 36, and I'm coming to a close. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep to the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors. Praise God. Through Him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. The things that are right here right now and the things that are going to be here in 25, 26, 27, if the Lord tarries, those things that come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's time, as children of God, to take authority over all the attacks of the enemy on your life. It's not about coming to pastor. It's not about coming to the prayer warrior in the church. I'm thankful for every person that has chosen to be a part of our prayer team on a Sunday morning. I'm thankful. It's not about coming to them, but you, sir, you, ma'am, you have the authority. If the Holy Ghost is alive in you, let it be at work in you, and you have the power. You do. It's not about the evangelist. It's not about Pastor Darren. It's not about Bishop Gilbert. It's not about any other preacher in the church. It's about you. You have the power, and you need to have confidence in the power that God gave you the day or the moment or the hour that you received the Holy Ghost, and you need to walk in that and operate in that. I just don't know. You can. It's not by might. It's not about how strong you are. It's by His Spirit. So, Lord, I want to stir up the gift that's inside of me that I received back in 1999 or 2001 or whenever it was that you received the Holy Ghost. God, I want that gift to be stirred up inside of me, and I want that authority to be at work inside of me. God, let me see anything that is contrary to Your Word, anything in my life that is not pleasing to You, and I want it to be eradicated in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to take action in making sure that that happens. So when I come before You in prayer, I know I got confidence. Man, I'm living how His Word tells me to live. I'm confident in it in the name of Jesus. And thus and this and though happens. It will take place like that.
Thank You, Lord.
If you've ever wondered why someone can pray for someone and God can heal them or transform them, it is not the person. Okay, it's not their power, but it is the vessel that has said, Lord, cleanse me, purify me, mold me. I want to be a clean pipe or conduit for You to work through. He's not going to work through everybody that is not living a holy and acceptable life. But if you'll live the life that God requires for us to live when you pray and when you call things and when you speak things, they will happen. Praise God. Stand to your feet.
Thank You, Lord.
Matthew 10 and verse 1. And He had called unto Him His 12 disciples. He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. When you're walking in newness of life and trusting in Him with all of your heart, you have power against unclean spirits. I don't want you to let that just go over your ears and fall out on the other side, but when you are walking in newness of life, when you are full of the Holy Ghost, newness of life, that means when
Before you received the Holy Ghost, now you got the Holy Ghost, you're walking in newness of life. You're not living how you used to live. You're not talking how you used to talk. You're not hanging around you used to hang around with. You're totally and completely different. You're living in a newness of life and trusting in Him with all of your heart and leaning not to your own understanding. You have power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. You want things to turn around in your life. You want things to turn around in your family. You want things to turn around in your marriage. Let God be in every area of your life.
Yes, amen.
Every area. Too many times. Pastor, I'm doing good. If you're doing good, that's fine. But too many times, I see, and we're known by our fruits. I can see, and it's my job to see, that there's some that are in the house that God's only in your area on Sunday morning and Wednesday. And that's it. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to experience having power and authority over unclean spirits and over anything that's contrary to God's word. You're not going to experience being able to pray for things and they recover. Amen. That's not my word, it's the word of God. You're not going to be able to experience those things. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, that we live according to God's word because He's the one that gives the power. That song again, it's Ron Kinley, I believe is his name. I think I spelt that right. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. And this is what I want you to take to heart. Take my hands, Lord, take my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. In our scripture, He called disciples. He called His disciples to Him. Men that He had vetted, if you will. Men that He knew that they put everything else aside to follow Him. And He gave to them power. Ladies and gentlemen, He's given to you power. He's given to me power. We are apostolic, Holy Ghost filled disciples. And I believe that we can walk in the power of the Holy Ghost and we can work in the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you believe that tonight? Can you raise your hands all across the building? In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking right now that, Lord, you would come afresh. Come on, would you lift your voices, ladies and gentlemen? Would you come afresh right now in this building? Lord, you are the only one that gives power. It is not Truth Church. It's not someone that has taught us a Bible study, Lord. It's none of that, Lord. It is you and you alone. You give power to your children. You give power to those that are full of the Holy Ghost, Lord. You give power to those that want and desire to be used by you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, would you do a work in this place right now? Would you let moms and dads, Lord, aunts, uncles, Lord, let dads tonight, Lord, let them know that I am a child of God. I am full of the Holy Ghost. I am, Lord, the priest of the home. And Lord, I need to be walking how you desire me to walk. I need to be living how you desire me to live so the power can be at work in my home. In the name of Jesus, I need to train my kids in that way. I need them to know and see that, Lord, it is not by my might nor by my power, but Lord, it's by your spirit that I have allowed, oh Lord, leeway in my life, to do it work in my life. In Jesus' name, cover us in your precious blood tonight, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, oh God. Touch our families, touch this church right now. Let us walk in unity together, Lord. Let not it just be one or two or three that desire to walk in truth and righteousness and holiness, oh Lord, but all of us walk in truth and righteousness and holiness, oh Lord, so we can operate how you have called us to operate. Oh Lord, we are your disciples, and Lord, we are to walk in operation, treading upon serpents, Lord, casting out devils, laying hands on the sick and them recovering. Lord, it's not reserved to the evangelists. It's not reserved, Lord, to the faith preacher. It's not reserved to the pastor, Lord, or a minister in the church. It's for every individual that is full of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name,
And everyone say amen. 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 God bless you. Remember, Sunday, be here early. I know we'll have many guests, families. Be here early so you can have your seat. Praise God. And we're getting excited about our gymnasium outside. I'll get it out in a minute. What is it? Implex, yes. Our Implex, our memorial complex. We have our floor coming at the end of May. We put in our floor down. Praise God. Tomorrow morning, the serving crew, they're coming to put the countertops on the youth coffee shop that is upstairs. And praise the Lord. So if you get a chance the next coming weeks and days, come and check it out. And we're going to have a great time in there when it's all finished. God bless you.